Hello, everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence in their respective sports, but also in the classroom and in their contributions to their school and their community. And welcome to our newest winner, senior three-sport star, currently in the basketball season at Eastchester High School, Deanna Biancardi. Hi, Deanna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am all right. Thank you. So I hear you're feeling a little under the weather at the moment.
Yeah, I am. I just woke up with the flu, but I'm feeling better now.
All right. Well, feeling better now is good. That's what we all like to hear. So, and also with us is Coach Andre Biancardi. And I'm going to take a shot in the dark that's not just a coincidence, those similar last names. It's Coach Dad, right?
It's Coach Dad, Frankenberry. Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure to be here with you. Yes, I am wearing two hats today.
Okay, well, there you go. There you go. And the thank yous are all you, Deanna. Well-deserved award. I mean, I'm looking at the fact that you just scored your career point. That's a huge milestone. How did that feel?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was an incredible feeling. It's been a huge dream of mine since I was a little girl. So achieving that was a huge milestone for me.
And now I'm going to assume that that puts you kind of near the top of the hill when it comes to career stats and career points there at Eastchester. What do you think?
Yeah, there's only about a handful of other people, of female athletes, who have actually gotten it. So we haven't really received that in about 10 years. So I think it's a huge accomplishment for me.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's quite an exclusive club you're in. So good for you. And I also see, too, that you've been a 5-year starter. And, you know, that's quite a thing to reflect on as the season winds down, because I see you've only got a few games left. So how do you feel at the moment? You know, you've been playing basketball varsity level for 5 years. You're a senior. Have you reflected on anything just yet? Or are you going to wait till the end of the season?
I think it's a bittersweet feeling because I've been on the team for so long, and it's really sad seeing it come to an end, but it's been a really long journey, and I just, especially after receiving my 1,000 points, I work so hard. I'm so proud of myself for getting here.
Well, it is nice to see that hard work pay off. It certainly is. And you've been 2-time All-League, 2-time MVP the last couple of seasons, and you've also been the captain for the last couple of years, as, you know, pretty much every winner of this award is the captain of their respective squads, often more than one, like you. But what's it been like being captain? Now, look, obviously your play on the court speaks for itself, but to be in that leadership role, do you feel any pressure doing that? Do you ever try to do too much, you think?
Yeah, I think being a captain, it's a huge responsibility, but it's also a huge honor for me. And I think it's all about setting the tone for your team. And especially because my team is filled with all younger girls, I just try to lead by example, and I stay consistent for them to have a good example to go off of. And I try and always build up their confidence. And but it's a very rewarding feeling.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. Now, is there anything that you find yourself doing a little bit differently in your second year of the captainship that you did last year?
Yes. This is my third year being a captain, but the only reason why I think it's different this year is because now I'm the oldest on the team. The previous years I've had older captains, so I was also looking up to them at the same time. But this year I'm the oldest now, so it's a little different here.
And I was going to ask you about that. You know, obviously you were the younger player once and you had those captains. Is there anything that those captains taught you that you've been able to use in your own captainship towards these younger players?
Yeah, there were always key seniors that led me through everything. And they taught me that patience and hard work is really like what I need to focus on as a being a younger player on a team. And I try to instill that in my younger players too.
And about those younger players, any of those that you're playing with right now that you're particularly proud of, some of the improvements that they've made?
Yeah, they all, I think, have been stepping up, working very hard. We're playing very good teams that have a lot of skills. So I think all of our defense has been paying off, and we're just really sweating it out.
And but it is, like you said, a younger team. So how do you feel, you know, when the season does finally end? And how do you feel this team is going to look moving forward as your teammates, the younger ones, grow and mature like you did when you were younger into the position you're in now?
I just hope I really leave a mark on them to just keep working hard. I hope our captains next year, they take a lot of the things that I taught them and use it towards the team. And I just hope they keep, but like I said, working hard and have a mentally tough mindset.
Well, I'm sure that you've already instilled that in them. So, you know, good for them to be able to take that forward courtesy of you. And it's not just basketball. It's also soccer. You were a captain there as well. And flag football. Now, I know flag football, it's pretty new. But what drew you to play flag football when it finally came up for you gals?
I think we've always had powder puff tournaments for our school, and it's just when we play football, like the girls play football, and I've always been like oddly good at it, and I have a secret talent that I didn't know I had, and so when we had the sport, since I didn't play a spring sport, I definitely wanted to try it.
That's great, the secret talent. Well, that talent turned out to be you being all league and also getting 1,000 yards receiving, as well as being EHS Defensive Player of the Year, both sides of the ball. So yes, secret talent. It certainly wasn't a small secret talent. No. And you guys were section champs too. What? The year before last, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's a really great feeling.
I'm sure it was. And so tell me now, though, about playing multiple sports. You know, how do you feel, or what is the advantage you feel to being a multi-sport athlete as opposed to some of the athletes who may be a little more specialized?
I think there are a few things. I definitely learned like time management and being able to balance out my schedule. And there's also like skills that I can use in multiple sports, like just being able to use my body and my mind in certain ways that I have to use in all sports. But also, I think specifically, I get to see a lot of athletes in multiple sports, and we gain a mutual respect for each other that it's a feeling. It's a really cool feeling I can't explain. It's just being able to be recognized by other athletes that aren't just my own is a really cool feeling.
No, that's great. Now, Coach, talk to me here about Deanna and coaching her over the years, and also your feelings on being the coach of someone who is a multi-sport athlete as opposed to somebody who's a little more specialized.
Well, being a coach and a dad of a multi-sport athlete is something that I've always tried to instill in not only my own children, but all the athletes that I've coached and all the students that I've taught to, you know, have a good time, you know, spread your talents across the spectrum, meet more people, and if you're going to go beyond the high school experience, they'll find you. Just play as many sports as you possibly can. Have fun. Enjoy the experience. Don't let it overwhelm you. And that's what I try to instill in Deanna. And I think that might have been a springboard for her wanting to play flag football. She was excited to be able to play a third sport in school. And unbeknownst to us, she was pretty good at it. And she loves it now. And I'm the assistant coach with her flag football team, and I just enjoy watching her as a dad. When I put that coach's cap on, I think I might be a little more filled with critiques, and sometimes she doesn't want to hear it. That's that father-daughter relationship that can be tricky at times, but I think we do a good job in keeping things as professional but as upbeat as possible, because in the end, we want to make sure that she's enjoying her high school experience, you know, playing all the varsity sports. Oh. And, you know, personally, Deanna's been fortunate that she's had an older sister that played for the program years ago. They actually went to the Gold Bowl 8 years ago. So she's had a model in her sister. And ironically enough, her older brother played football. So she's kind of like a combination of her older brother and her older sister. So she's been fortunate. But without her hard work, she wouldn't be accomplishing the things that she's done both on and off the field. She's had good role models, but she's used them to her advantage. And, you know, I applaud her for it.
And that's great. And that is definitely the testament to that hard work that, you know, Deanna, you've gotten to the point that you're at. And you get those words from dad and also from coach. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with captain and senior multi-sport star at Eastchester High School, Deanna Biancardi. So, Deanna, with this award also comes the academic side of things. And you're in pretty good shape there, Deanna. You got a 95 average. And a huge number of AP courses as well this year and last year. I saw the number of AP courses and I suddenly needed to take a nap. And you're in the National Honor Society, Italian Honor Society, Math Honor Society. You've won some awards as well. Rochester Institute of Technology, the Women in STEM Award, the Albert Einstein Award for Academic Excellence. Also the highest average in Italian Award, which apparently that's your thing because you've done it like 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Which also explains you being the president of the Italian National Society. So with all your classwork, though, what is it that really strikes your fancy? What is the class that you look forward to the most and maybe something you might consider pursuing in college?
Definitely my science and math courses. Since freshman year, I've always loved going to my biology classes and my chemistry classes, but I definitely want to pursue nursing when I'm older. So it makes sense.
Okay, yeah, and you are certainly not the first winner of this award who wants to pursue nursing, so good for you. Now, any particular class, though, maybe an elective or something, a class that you took that you didn't expect to like as much as you did, something that surprised you?
I mean, not really, because most of the classes that I have taken, I look into for a long time before with my guidance counselors beforehand. So, and a lot of classes that I take are really respectively science and math. So I really have loved most of them. And that's what I thought I was going to love.
All right. And I also see that you're the president of the Athletic Council. And according to your letter, you get pretty high marks there. And it's also a position that's voted on by the entire student body. How did that feel to know that you had the entire student body behind you for that position? I would imagine obviously great, but a little humbling too.
Yeah, it felt great to know that I had the support there from all my classmates. And it was just a great feeling knowing that I won, but it's a huge responsibility, the position. And I don't think people realize how much of a responsibility it is, but it was a great feeling, definitely.
Yeah, I noticed it is quite the responsibility. I mean, you're the liaison between the athletic council, the student body, the administration, also the sports clubs. And this is what I found cool. You were also a source of continuity for new athletic directors. And we've got Mr. Hansen with us right now. So actually, you know, Mr. Hansen, why don't you tell me what it was that Deanna did to give you an assist in that new position of yours?
That's a great question and very appropriate, you know, being a fan of the Con Ed Award. Leadership and character is a big portion of it, at least, and especially for me. And I'm relatively new here at Eastchester, and two things happened in the first several days. One, Deanna came in and introduced herself to me in the office. And number two, when I was walking around after school, she and her teammates were in the fitness room. She gathered all her teammates off the machines, came over and introduced the team to me. And welcome me to Eastchester. That speaks to character and leadership. That's why I think Deanna is a great selection for the Con Ed Award winner for the week. She's smart. She expresses leadership. She shows the way by example. And she was a terrific selection. I'm very happy. When I received the email yesterday, as I told you a few moments ago, it was a wonderful surprise to my day yesterday. So I'm very happy that Deanna has this award.
And, you know, even though we can't see Deanna at the moment, I have a feeling she might be blushing right now.
Yeah.
Possibly with a little bit of a giggle. Yes, I am blushing, Frankenberry. Shut up. let's see. Oh, also you tutor math and you're a volunteer for the Unified Phys Ed program. And that has to be a really rewarding experience.
Yeah, it definitely is. We focus on a lot of our gym sports, and it's a really amazing feeling. I loved helping out those children. It was a great feeling.
And also, you organized the EHS Senior Citizens Dance and Run. That's got to be some fun.
Yeah, we've been doing that for the past few years now, and our next one is coming up soon, actually. And it's a lot of work to put together, but it's a really rewarding feeling when we have all the senior citizens there and they have a great time.
Oh, I'm sure it is. And now, look, obviously, Deanna, you're pretty busy, but is there anything that you do to give yourself a bit of a break? What do you do to just take a breather, just a step back and a reset?
A lot of the times I just spend time with my family to cool down, or honestly, I'll just go to my room and take a nap to just kind of release from the world for a little bit. I just think I need a lot of time to think, and I have a lot going on all the time with my studying and sports. I just sometimes need that time to be alone.
Nope, that's understood. And actually, that makes me feel better, by the way, to know that young folks are taking naps as well.
You know, definitely.
So thank you very much. And Coach, before we wrap things up here, what else would you like to add?
Well, the one thing I thought about it previously, and besides the hard work that she puts in, Deanna is really a great communicator as well. She may be humble when she talks about herself, but she really knows how to communicate to the younger players on the team that she's been in their position. And she's good with her analogies that really make the younger players understand what she's saying. She's not barking directives. She's speaking with them and not to them. And I really think that they appreciate that. And I think she's that way with most people, that she's a great communicator, but she does it from a humble position. And, you know, her positivity always shines through. Obviously, being the winner of the Con Ed Award, she does a lot of things really well. She's a great person on the outside, on the inside, and with her relationships that she's built with all of the people around her, friends, family, peers, faculty members. She's so well respected because it's not only the nuts and bolts of her accomplishments, but I think it's how she makes people feel. I think she really does make people feel welcome and good about themselves. And she won't say it, but being her coach and her dad, I think I can say it, that a lot of people are better off knowing her. And I'm so, so proud of her.
And I was getting that same impression. I was actually going to say the same thing before you said it. I was going to say, and people walk away from their conversations or their time with Deanna feeling better about themselves. And what more can you say about somebody? So good for you, Deanna.
Thank
well, congrats.
You.
Congrats again. On, oh, that was a nice froggy voice you had going on there.
Yeah.
I hope you keep a hand's distance from her, Frank.
That's right. 10-foot pole, coach.
At least
10-foot pole.
Distance.
Yes. Well, congrats again on the award, Deanna, and good luck to you and coach
Thank you so much.
Of the season and finishing things out strong. And for Eastchester High School's Deanna Biancardi, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.